Luciat Ace. 1. I find I am choking on the coin which you left in my mouth, a premature and useless but appropriate gesture for which I thank you. Signs we have tried on this side, once a great golden bonfire we lit, all to gain a certain captain's attention, but my embers died, and returned as moths, only to fly disgruntled, to find the effigy untouched and cold. But what reason do you have to complain so, she asks, and no more expects an answer than she understands my pain. And she could not withstand my pain any more than I could withstand hers. Our torments are hand-tailored for the individual. You see, I see her chains, just as I see she sees mine. She has gone to the trouble of polishing hers, and look at how they shine. If you must wear it, I guess you can be proud of it. I suppose I will go to sleep and try to feel better. 2. The chosen ones have left their cars by the side of the roads, and the authorities tow them away before we can find the universal half-truth, perhaps in the glove box, perhaps in the floorboard under the tracks and the empty beer bottles. Life is the only true sacrifice, the only true martyrdom left to us. The only true saints are those who hurl themselves upon the knowledge before it could destroy us all. The weak carve apologies for their weakness in their own skin. The scars of my own petty pleas for forgiveness, though faded, still spell out their truth to me. The true death is life, and the true life is death, which, of course, will lead us to life yet again. So the world sleeps and tries to feel better. For nothing has anything to do with everything. And though this is not a rock to build a church upon, it will do for a place to stand alone. So I daydream of sleep, and cannot feel better. I have been here before, and you have been here before, and no amount of gold on our eyelids or tongue will bribe us from returning, for we are not blessed, merely eternal. 3. It is nearly dawn when I see the shore again. It is always nearly dawn on this shore. It is always on this shore. This is the sum and bane of our liminal existence. One cloud, one horizon, one moment too early or too late, one light and one hope, both just out of view. They linger beyond this vast, moving yet stagnant pool, and the sun is caught in the ebb and flow of the tide. Instead of sunlight, we are washed up things to amuse ourselves with. Balls and boys and bombs and metaphor. Hope and hate and want and need. Faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of these is indifference. This gray stillness showed me once a girl in black sitting, knees drawn up to her chin, staring outwards to the ever-almost dawn. "May I sit with you a moment?" I asked. "A moment is all you will have," she said. "I won't stay long." "You never do." "No, I never do." Silence. "They said that we were getting somewhere," she said. "Yes," I said. "That's what they said." I think that they lied. Silence. I offered to take her hand, but she refused, excusing herself that her hands were too cold. Her hands were always too cold. I took her word on it, though. I found it the easiest thing at the time to believe. Silence. 4. What has here been joined in the name of God, let no man tear asunder. So it is written, so it is done. Requiem aeternam, dona eis domine, et lux perpetua, luceat eis. Eternal, restless, light, perpetuating, grayness, dimness, shining, forever, silence. Silence. Silence.